Earth and Sky.
In 2007, the Lyrid meteor shower is forecast to be at its best in the pre-dawn hours Sunday and Monday mornings, April 22nd and 23rd.
Typical maximums range from 10 to 20 meteors an hour. That's a meteor every few minutes. Higher outbursts of Lyrids are relatively rare, but they're possible, especially around the time of the shower's peak, Sunday or Monday before dawn.
The Lyrid shower happens every year when our planet Earth is crossing the orbital path of Comet Thatcher. As we cross the comet's path, bits and pieces from this comet plunge into Earth's atmosphere. These particles vaporize as they fall and light up the night as meteors.
The Lyrid shower takes its name from the constellation Lyra the Harp. If you trace the paths of these Lyrid meteors backwards, they seem to come from the direction of Lyra's brilliant blue-white star, Vega. But you don't need to find Vega to watch the Lyrids. These meteors will appear all over the sky.
What you do need is a dark place, away from outdoor lights, to watch the shower. Give your eyes at least 20 minutes to adapt to the dark and plan to stay a while to count how many meteors you see.
Meteors, commonly called shooting stars, tend to intensify after midnight and to reach their highest numbers in the hours before dawn. Our thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
We're at earthsky.org.